This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. Boston's Colonial Theater is closing come the weekend. The theater is owned by Emerson College, which had leased the space to Broadway Across America Boston, but that deal is expiring. The Colonial opened back in 1900, and when it might open again is unknown. WBUR critic-at-large Ed Siegel is with us now for a look at what's happening to the theater. Ed, good to see you.
Same here.
Now, the touring show of West Side Story, which you reviewed on Morning Edition earlier this week, wraps up on Saturday. No more shows are planned. How is it that this deal between the Popular Theater and Broadway Across America fell apart?
Yeah, who knew that the negotiations between arts groups could get as tough as between the National Football League and its players? What happened was Emerson decided that it could do better than just bringing in musicals, which is basically what Broadway Across America was doing because that's all that the commercial touring companies have access to these days. So they said, why don't we get John Platt, who used to run the Colonial Theater, and then went off and became a big New York producer, to come back and program the space. And, you know, maybe he could bring in serious plays, War Horse, Good People, the plays set in South Boston would have been a natural. Those negotiations fall apart. Emerson goes back to Broadway Across America and says, okay, come on back, you can have access to the Colonial. And at that point, Broadway Across America says, sorry, we've gone with Joe Spaulding to the Schubert Theater. And you're out of luck.
So what will this mean for theatergoers in Boston?
Well, it will basically mean that shows that they would have seen at the Colonial will now be at the Schubert. The Colonial is really Boston's jewel in the crown. So, you know, it's a shame that the Colonial will be dark probably for the better part of the season, I would guess.
Now, Emerson has received a lot of praise for the improvements to the theater district spaces. How big a setback is it for the school?
I don't think it's that big, really. I mean, my guess is that they will either go back to the drawing board, and then Platt will get back together, and maybe he'll come in. They could also go to somebody else and have them program it. One possibility is Bill Connor, who programmed the Colonial after John Platt, did an even better job, I think, than John, being more adventurous and bringing in wonderful theater companies and forging alliances with the Huntington and so forth.
Are there any other productive ways that the college can use it in the time that it's dark?
Well, maybe. I think it's a very expensive theater to operate because every time you do something there, you have to pay the union's scale, and their scale for the Colonial is a lot more than it would be at the Paramount.
Are there too many theater seats in Boston?
There are too many theater seats for this economy. In the late 80s, it was a similar situation. It was even darker than it is now. And then in the 90s, all the theaters were back in operation. I'm not sure we'll ever see that again downtown. It's a different story on the nonprofit front. But I think that we will see the Colonial back in business before too long, and I think it'll be doing good things.
Ed, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
WBUR critic-at-large Ed Siegel.